Let's find out, said Jack. He studied their research book until he found a black and white photograph. The photograph showed the same hill with the door. Jack read aloud. Since the prairie did not have many trees, wood was hard to find, so pioneers often made their houses out of sod bricks, which were blocks of earth cut out of the prairie. Sometimes a sod house was dug out of the side of a hill. It was called a dugout. Jack pulled out his notebook. He wrote, sod bricks equal blocks of earth. Dugout equals sod house carved out of hillside. Then Jack read more to Annie. Tornadoes or twisters are common on the prairie, so many dugouts had storm cellars. A storm cellar was like a rough basement below the ground. During a twister, a storm cellar is the safest place to be.
Wow, maybe we'll see a twister, said Annie.
I hope not, said Jack. Then he read on. A pioneer family built this dugout for a home. When they moved, the dugout became a schoolhouse. The schoolhouse had only one room. It also had a storm cellar beneath it. Jack quickly wrote, some dugouts have storm cellars.
Hey, this is the place, said Annie.
Jack looked up from his writing. What place? He asked.
Where's the best place to find our special writing, something to learn? Asked Annie.
Jack smiled. A school, he said. Annie ran to the wooden door and knocked loudly. A moment later, the door creaked open. A girl peeked out. Her hair was in a tight bun, as if she were a grown-up, but she didn't look more than 16 or 17 years old.
Hi, I'm Annie, said Annie. This is my brother, Jack.
The girl opened the door wider. Hello, Jack and Annie, she said. I'm your teacher, Miss Neely.
You're the teacher? Said Jack.
Miss Neely seemed way too young to be a teacher.
Yes, she said, smiling. Come in, you're late.
Chapter 4, Reading Lesson. It was warm and dry inside the schoolhouse. Several oil lamps lit the darkness.
Class, meet Annie and Jack, the young teacher said.
What class? Thought Jack. There were only three kids. On one bench sat a small boy and a girl. The boy looked about Annie's age. The girl looked a little younger. On another bench sat a tall boy. He was tough-looking.
Welcome to our first day of school, said the young teacher.
Today's your very first day? Said Annie.
Yes, and our first day in this dugout. The family who lived here left for California a week ago, said Miss Neely.
Jack and Annie peered around the room.